we have received the certifications from the town clerk for the recall of Bonnie Connor.
Hinsdale Select Chair Bonnie Connor read her own name during Wednesday night's meeting, the target of another recall effort. Nearly 400 people signed the petition seeking to recall her on the grounds of incompetence and malfeasance. One of the signers is Jim Sullivan, who's been outspoken about town issues during meetings, which often become contentious.
You know, we come to these meetings, we have to fight for a voice and an opinion on things that are going on, and, you know, they're very blasé and lackadaisical about their attitude towards the concerns of this town. And they've driven a wedge in our community.
Only 20% of the town's voting population, about 280 people, needed to sign the petition to continue the recall process. If Connor doesn't resign within 5 days, and after the meeting she said she didn't plan to, a recall election will be held. A date is not yet known, but must occur within 64 and 90 days. During a special town meeting last year, town voters overwhelmingly approved the ability to recall an elected official.
Yes votes, 202, and the no votes, 95.
Even earlier in December 2013, more than 300 people asked Connor to resign. A month prior, the select board placed then Police Chief Nancy Daniels on paid administrative leave because she did not have the necessary training to serve as a full-time chief. She says injuries and surgery prevented her from getting it. The select board fired Daniels in January 2014. 2 months ago, more than 100 people signed a so-called petition to recall Connor, listing the termination of Daniels and transfer station attendant Bruce Stetson as reasons. That language has been left off the current petition. The hiring process for Stetson's successor became the subject of an open meeting law complaint. An applicant who did not get the job claims Bruce Marshall, a selectman of nearly four decades, divulged information to Stetson and others that should have remained in executive session. After initially refusing to answer the complaint, Marshall agreed to do so during a February meeting. On Wednesday night, Marshall refused to answer questions, but said town council is handling the complaint. After the meeting, resident Jim Sullivan asked Marshall whether he would become chair if Connor resigned.
I think so, yeah. It depends on the election.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.